Hi, in this demonstration I'm going to show you how to use the Link Server 2013 Persistent Chat SDK to create and use a chat room. Specifically, we'll create a user endpoint, connect to the chat server, display server information, create a chat room, send messages, get chat room history, and perform the exit and shutdown process. My name is John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link product team, and I'll be guiding you through this demonstration. First of all, the demonstration is based on a sample application which ships with the Persistent Chat SDK. So I'd like to show you the documentation for that in MSDN. I'm going to open Internet Explorer here. The topic is already loaded. It's in the right pane. And the left pane here, the table of contents, I want to move up and show you the servers node in MSDN, which is sort of the region that we're located in. Up a bit higher. Right there, servers and enterprise development. Then there's a link node underneath that, link 2013, and then the persistent chat SDK, and underneath that is the documentation for this sample application. The sample is already loaded. It's a console application, and I added references to three different DLLs: the RTC.collaboration DLL, collaboration.persistentchat, and sipeps.dll. If you run this, you should also set the platform target to x64 and set the target framework to .NET Framework 4 Client Profile, and you'll also need to go into sample common.cs and enter authentication information for your server path and username and that sort of thing. Next, you can see the Link client is running on this computer, and I don't need it to run this sample application, so I'll close it, and I'm going to start the application, and I set a breakpoint at the application entry point so we can follow the application as it steps through the code. First task is to set a user endpoint, and you can see it's using the resource file sample common.cs to do this. And next it will connect to the chat server. And success once again. And then we're going to display server information, and in the code window here you can see the different types of information that will be displayed in the console. And next it needs to get a category, which is a grouping mechanism for organizing and managing persistent chat rooms, and it'll need keyboard input for that, so it's going to pause here for a second, or in a second, and I'll have to jump up to the keyboard here and enter a 0. And back to the code window. And we're getting a signal of success on creating the chat room, and now we need to join the chat room. And before it can join, it needs to find it. And again, it's going to need keyboard input, so I'm going to enter a U. And once it finds the chat room, it's going to need to create a session. A success again, and then we're down to sending messages, and it's going to send two types of messages: a simple message, which is plain text, and it'll send a complex message, which is made up of RTF. There we go. And now we're going to do chat room history, answer this question on display format. Okay. And we sent three messages, so those will be displayed in the history that appears in the console. And next we're going to do a query for the body text on one of the messages. And now we start the process of exiting the chat room and shutting down, cleaning up all the servers. And that's it. Thank you very much.